A coal company co-owned by the mining giant BHP has just announced that it will cut 700 jobs from its mines across central Queensland. This only a day after another coal project in the region, Bundana Energy, went into voluntary administration, blaming approval delays and declining coal prices. But the Queensland Resources Council argues coal projects like the multi-billion dollar Carmichael mine are not in danger. In Brisbane, Stephanie Smale reports.
The BHP Billiton Mitsubishi Alliance is a major mining employer in Queensland, but the coal giant has announced it's slashing hundreds of jobs in a bid to reduce costs and improve productivity. The Queensland Premier, Campbell Newman, has responded this morning.
I am very sad for the men and women that are losing their jobs, and my heart goes out to them and their families, and I call on BMA to ensure that every assistance is given to these workers and their families. That's what particularly needs to happen right now. They need support, they need assistance to find other jobs.
The cuts represent about 7% of BMA's workforce. In a statement, the company's asset president, Lucas Dow, says the coal industry is still facing challenging market conditions and has to act to ensure the long-term viability of the business. He explains BMA needs to redouble its efforts to improve the cost base of the business and stay competitive in the global market. Campbell Newman has pointed to the new mega projects planned in the Galilee Basin as a new source for jobs.
Particularly, I reflect on the fact that we are now very, very close to the massive Galilee Basin coal projects kicking off. And particularly, I'm referring to the Adani project, which could see up to 10,000 jobs being created. So I say this, sadly one door is shutting, but another one is opening, and I know that there are going to be great opportunities for people in the mining sector to go and get employment in the Galilee Basin itself.
BMA's announcement follows the collapse of the company behind another coal project planned for central Queensland. Bundana Energy got environmental approval for the mine southeast of Emerald 4 months ago, but was locked in a battle with landholders. In a statement to the ASX, Bundana Energy says those landholder objections were a major concern for potential investors. The company says plummeting thermal coal prices have also contributed to its collapse. The Mayor of the Central Highlands Regional Council, Peter Maguire, says Bundana Energy isn't alone.
We're aware of in this region a number of companies, not obviously of this large, but a number of companies falling over, so to speak, in the region, and small, medium and other large-sized businesses. Certainly the resources sector downturn is having an impact on businesses.
But Michael Roach from the Queensland Resources Council says Bundana Energy was battling a unique set of circumstances. Speaking before BMA's announcement today, he argued the long-term future for Australia's coal industry is looking positive.
The planned and in-construction coal-fired power fleet, particularly in Asia, will require a huge additional input of coal, both in China and in India.
Is there a risk that other planned projects will share the same fate as this company?
Oh, well, this is a difficult market in which to raise capital for projects because of the current state of the market. So you certainly need to look through the cycle. Companies that don't have strong capital backing will always be vulnerable to the ups and downs of the cycle. There are other projects with stronger balance sheets, but it is a demanding situation at the moment for anyone trying to get a coal project off the ground.
Michael Roach says the multi-billion dollar coal projects planned in the Galilee Basin are different to the Bundana Energy mine.
There you're looking at a whole different quantum of project. The Carmichael project, for example, you're talking about $16.5 billion project, the Alpha project, $10 billion. These are very large projects with different economics, different drivers, and those projects are working their way through a whole range of processes to reach financial close.
Aren't they at the end of the day still juggling the same factors that Bundana juggled?
They're really chalk and cheese in terms of the nature of the companies. These are well-established industrial conglomerates. So from India, that compares with Bandana, who are trying to give it a red hot go, and they've had some issues with their lender. Those issues have come together in a fairly unique way.
That's Michael Roche from the Queensland Resources Council, ending Stephanie Smale's report.